Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. We're thrilled that you have come to join us, and we're thrilled to have Sue Vipon with us. She is in the health and wellness space, and she's going to talk to us today about what it's like to have a bookkeeping virtual assistant. So welcome to the show, Sue. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and promising yourself you'll deal with it later, you're not broken. You're normal. Join us for a free live masterclass to learn a simpler way to bring clarity and relief. Visit lessmathmoremoney.com, and we look forward to seeing you there.
So tell us a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey. I know you've done a lot of different things over the years, but you're really passionate about health and wellness. So just tell everybody a little bit about you.
So I've been in the health and wellness industry for over 15 years. Personally, I had some health issues that I didn't want to go the traditional route, and I was looking for holistic options. I found a couple different devices for blood flow and electromagnetic field regulation and turned those into businesses. Currently, I'm working with a product that helps people with their balance and to regulate their nervous system. And it is the mind-body connector. So if anybody would like to learn about this, it's an amazing drug-free patch. It's a sticker with a pattern on it that your brain recognizes, and I can help with 15 different neurological inconveniences.
That's awesome. You've always been so passionate about health and wellness. But when we think about having a business, it's not just about doing what we love. And I know when you and I met, bookkeeping was not one of your favorite things, which is why you decided to join our program, Love Your Profit. So do you want to just tell everyone about what it was like before you had your bookkeeping up to date, and then what it's been like working with your bookkeeper overseas?
When I saw you at that networking group, Kirsten, I was fascinated. A little light bulb went off because I have been flying by the seat of my pants the entire time that I've had my businesses. The financial piece, I would put everything in a closet. And at the end of the year, I'd spend 3 days trying to get ready for my accountant. And it got to the point where starting this new business with Superpatch, I know it's going to take off for me. It's a multi-level marketing business. And I knew I had to get organized. I was a little hesitant in terms of investing in something because I haven't really built my business yet. And I didn't know if I could afford it. But I'm so glad I did, because the bookkeeper that I have now, she's on it. She's an accountability partner for me. It just makes me feel like, put on my big girl pants, as I said. And I'm taking responsibility for my finances. And she's helping me. Like this morning, I texted her. I said, I'm having surgery on Thursday. What do I need to have for you for May? She sends me a list. She puts the questions down. We meet once a month. And if I'm still missing something, she'll show me where to go to look for it. She's also guided me on starting with the accounting software. I had no idea. She helped me set up a Google Drive, which I had no idea. So she's been extremely patient with me. And yeah, she's been great. I've been very happy. Peace of mind.
Love that. You're like most business owners. Jeannie will tell you the finances, because they're not screaming at you, like marketing and sales and all the things that are in the front row, those get our attention, and bookkeeping and finance often gets put in the back. So you're perfectly normal there. We find that to be with a lot of people. But what I think is exciting is we see it all the time. I love the saying that revenue is proof of concept, but basically profit is proof of a successful business. And there's a lot of times people will put their head in the sand, but they can't really build a solid financial business if they're not paying attention to their finances. Did anything stick out to you where you were spending more money than you realized, or any category that seemed, oh, I made some changes because of looking at it in a different way?
Anything with a startup, my P&L is not pretty right now, but being aware is good, and it gives me a goal to make it better. There was a lot of investment on the front end for me. And when things patches, when we have a sale, I like to have inventory. So it's helped me figure out a system. She's helped me figure out a system for inventory. It's just accountability. I was like, oh, there's a sale. I'm going to do this and we'll figure out how to pay for it later. But now I'm very cognizant as to where I'm spending my money. I question, do I really need to have all of this inventory, or is there a better way? So it's helped me reshape my business.
I love that. I think those are the questions that we're always asking. And I know we've had our bookkeeper for a while now, but it is nice to be able to think about, all right, we're spending money in that category. Does it make sense? For us, sometimes it's also talking about, this person on our team has been doing a great job. We should probably give them a raise. So it's always nice to be able to look at things and think about, where's the best place to invest our money? Because that's what we're doing. We're investing our money in our business. And sometimes that can just go down the drain if you don't look, what's my ROI going to be on that? How am I going to track everything? So I love that you're thinking differently as a result of it. I know you had to get everything together and upload it to the software. This was the first time getting everything into software. How did your accountant feel like what you turned in to him? Was he happy with the process of you and your bookkeeper turning stuff into him for tax season?
Oh, he was thrilled because the last couple of years, I just dumped things on his desk. I was organized, but back and forth and back and forth. This time we got it done. We were under a very tight deadline. I had to get everything to him by March 10th. And Michelle was full tilt for a month and we met the deadline. I was going to file an extension. I didn't have to file an extension. And they worked together too in terms of finalizing the categories, changing them a little bit. She did name them some things. I had named them some things. So now we're working with his format. So it'll make it even easier. But I can tell you, I'm thrilled right now that once a month I dedicate to making sure my month closes. And I know come April next year, I'm going to be dancing that I don't have to worry about my taxes or filing an extension.
You'll be one of the few people who are dancing next year in March. Yeah. I want to ask you, Sue, I know you said that your light bulb went off when you saw Kirsten present, but what was it about her presentation that really spoke to you and said, oh my gosh, now is the time I need to get this done?
I was just really tired of tax time was coming and I was tired of the same old, and I didn't even know that this was an option for me. My accountant is expensive, and having somebody that's affordable that I feel, because she's affordable, I can really ask her questions. It's not just like a once a year type of thing. If I have questions during the year, if she doesn't know, she'll suggest something that I ask him, but at least I'm not spending all the time trying to get to the bottom line with my accountant and wasting time.
I love that. That's one of the things that we try to point out to all of our clients is it's $9 an hour to have your bookkeeper. And so it makes sense to invest $9 an hour a month in yourself to have a meeting with them and really learn, because they can teach you so much. And they look right at things differently than the way we see it sometimes because they're in it. And obviously bookkeeping is their superpower and it's not any of ours. So being able to say, hey, are you seeing anything I'm not seeing? I think is fantastic. And I want to circle back to your bookkeeper, because this is one thing that I think is so important too, is that the bookkeepers don't have any attachment to the chart of accounts. They're going to set it up to their best of their ability with you if you're first setting it up, but they're always open. If the accountant wants something changed, fine, let's change it. I know Jeannie and I changed the way we were tracking some of our income that came in. And I think it was maybe August last year. I said, hey, I would like for you to change this, which meant she had to go all the way back to January and change something. But she's like, oh yeah, that makes so much sense because X, Y, Z. So I love the fact that they're like, oh, okay, we can do that. And it's not a big deal. And because it's not breaking the bank to do that, which every little decision we've made has given us better insight to our finances, not just what's going out, but also what's coming in and how we could improve that.
One little thing that she did, I was overthinking it. The whole thing made me nervous. And so I even said to her, am I doing this right? Should I put it in Google Drive? Do I put it in Zoho? Where do I put the stuff? She said, here's an email. Just send things from your email to this email. And then she said, instead of you trying to take pictures of everything and then put it in Google Drive, she said, just send it to WhatsApp. Just take a picture and send it to WhatsApp. And she files it all for me, which
That's
is so
awesome.
Easy because I can do it on the spot, right? It's not a big learning curve.
Yeah. And if you have receipts and stuff and you want those uploaded, that's the time to do it. Right when you're having a meeting or a lunch out or paying for a networking event, it's nice to be able, like you said, to snap that picture and just upload it and know that she's going to file it away where it belongs in the software, so to speak.
You and I talked about that at lunch, but I still made it complicated because I still thought I have to figure out how on my phone to put Google Drive and where does it go on Google Drive. She said, just send it to me and I'll do it.
Yeah. It's awesome because she can just attach it right in the software for you. Or if you want to keep a copy of it, Jeannie and I are, because there's two of us and we live in different states, we tend to keep everything uploaded in Google Drive, even though it's in our software. But if something happened to Jeannie or something happened to me, like everything's there for all of our tax years in individual Google Drive folders. It feels nice just being organized and knowing that things are there if you ever needed them. So this has been amazing. I'm so excited that you're happy. If you were talking to someone who's thinking about joining Love Your Profit and getting a bookkeeping virtual assistant, what would you say to them? What did you learn along the way that made you think, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I did this, other than just your bookkeeping VA?
I actually joined your affiliate program because I know at some point, especially as we get closer to tax time, I will have some friends that are as scattered as I was. And I have actually already been talking about it and have given your link to a couple people, but I will remind them because it just saves so much time and so much anxiety.
Do you feel like it not only got rid of the anxiety, but do you feel like it made you more confident or made you feel more professional.
Yes, because it's one less thing I have to worry about. It's not hanging over my head. So that helps me feel like I'm really a business owner and I'm really doing this thing. And when it takes off, I won't have to worry about that piece. I'm ready to go. It's one more thing that's ready to go.
That's great. And so I'm just going to clarify. Sounds like you're not necessarily a techie person. Is that correct?
No. More like me, less like Jeannie.
And also, have you ever hired someone overseas before?
No. And that I was a little nervous about. And I've been able to have conversations with people and tell them, but you guys do the vetting, right? It's not something that I had to do. And even you give the system, which is great. And going online and doing your class, it was very helpful. Awesome. And you're also available if I have questions.
Yeah, we love our monthly calls because you never know when someone's going to have a question or something pops up. So we always want to be available to our clients that are in any of our programs. But yeah, it's interesting because I find sometimes there's questions, and obviously I'm not a CPA or a tax advisor, but like you said, with your bookkeeper, a lot of times what I'm doing is helping clients formulate the question to ask their CPA. Because again, it's expensive, even emailing back and forth with them, they're charging you. So you want to make sure that you know what you're asking them and giving them a backstory of why you're asking it so that they can answer you quickly and you can move on. So it's been insightful for us as well to be able to be a part of all those conversations. And I learn so much. Every monthly call, I learn something new.
That's great.
Yes.
Sure. So we can't thank you enough for joining us today and for letting all of our listeners understand a little bit more about the process and all the things that you've learned along the way. So we're grateful to have you in our program and we're grateful that you joined us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Put your information in the show notes below so that if people are interested in getting a hold of you to enhance their health and wellness, they can do that. So thanks everyone for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.